Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
About 22, I should be, just because I've got to put my shirt on and just ironed it and everything. So proud of myself.
I'm proud of you for ironing your shirts. Well, it's so good that you don't get your staff to do it.
I know, right?
I know. Sorry, my chair's a bit creaky, but this is the...
Hey, listen, we're all a bit creaky.
We're all a bit creaky, aren't we, these days? Yeah. How are you, dear?
Yes.
Oh, we should say hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. I am fine, thank you. Just adjusted the screen so I don't look quite as awful as I did before.
You didn't look awful, but I could see a lot of the ceiling.
Yeah, that's also called my chin. Yes, thank you, though. Thank you very much, hon. Thank you.
You are in another hotel. Are you currently singing Another Suitcase in Another Hall a lot?
I wish I was, actually. That's a good shout. And I do need a new suitcase. But I mean, I'm seeing a lot of hotels. Yeah, that's true. Mm. And train stations, trains. I was very disappointed yesterday when I got to Exeter and I heard someone swearing on the phone. And then he spat on the floor as I was looking for my QR code to go through the gates. And I gave them a disapproving look.
Good for you.
Probably should be careful. He might have turned violent on me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't care for it, too. Oh, no, spitting is... I feel like it's really obvious that shouldn't happen.
Mm.
I actually wrote a Substack this week, which I was thrilled by how many people agreed with me.
Oh, go on.
About my dislike of people being half naked in the heat.
Oh, I don't like that either.
I think, sure, at the beach.
Yes, fine.
Fine. In the park, at a push, fine. Fine. If you really want to, in a park, if you're sunbathing, fine. Anywhere else, wandering down the high street.
No, absolutely not.
It was because, Tom, I was on the tube and a bare-chested man got on.
Can you imagine if a woman did that?
People
would start screaming.
And his sweaty nipple brushed my arm.
Oh, Suze.
And it was really hairy. And look, I'm a lesbian, okay?
Yeah.
I would say hairy nipples, not...
You've seen that before.
Not something that I'm a huge fan of.
Okay, sorry. Wrong end of the stick there, but yes.
What I'm saying is, I don't want a man's sweaty naked body up against me.
And I think that is your prerogative.
That's not even a lesbian thing, I don't think.
I don't think that is, actually. I think that transcends.
I think plenty of straight women would say, do you know what? I don't want a stranger's sweaty body up against me.
I agree. I think there's plenty
different if you're in a nightclub. Even then.
Even then when you think about it. But I would say it transcends all demographics and sexualities especially.
And this man, he was wearing a beanie and no top. I thought...
Oh, for goodness sake. What do you mean a beanie? What, like...
Like a hat, like a woolly hat.
Make your
but
mind
like,
up.
You know, one of those fisherman ones, you know, that are small.
Oh, unbearable. Whereabouts...
Did you hate those?
Well, I always feel like they are synonymous with a certain sort of trendiness that I can't attain.
Someone that's maybe drinking a very hoppy ale.
Certainly. Or maybe, you know, I do like a hoppy ale and I do like an orange wine, but something like that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I had an IPA at the weekend, and you know what? I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, actually some of their stuff I do really like.
But I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? I can just see the open brickwork.
Yes.
The lime wash plaster.
He wasn't like that, though. He was more like he was trying to be an emo. I don't think a hipster would take off their shirt on the tube because I think they would be too aware of trying to be cool.
Yes, I know what you mean.
This person was more of, I would say, an emo-y person.
Didn't care.
Didn't care. Was happy to sweat.
Oh, dear.
I just, honestly, I mean, if I could have hit the roof, I would have, but obviously I was
already touching it. Yeah.
I was already touching it because it was absolutely ramo.
Yes, exactly. Very unacceptable. Very, very thoughtless. I've said it before. I don't care for thoughtless behavior.
No, totally. Totally. And look, I don't want to be...
Go on.
Rude.
You can be. Mm.
But it's seldomly a person that has the body of David Gandy.
That's the only person who thinks it's acceptable to take the top off.
Even then, I'd be like, David,
put it away, hun, please.
You've got a beautiful bod. I can't believe those Yves Saint Laurent. Yves Saint Laurent?
I don't know what.
Who does that perfume for men, aftershave, and it's like a bodice?
Oh, Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Jean-Paul Gaultier. It was the Jean-Paul Gaultier. He was the man in the boat.
Was he now?
Yes, that's David Gandy's very attractive man. Mm. But what I'm saying is...
Oh, even doused in Jean-Paul Gaultier, I should think. It'd be still unpleasant.
Even the men... that are not on the tube. It does seem there were a swarm of them walking around in Brighton down London Road.
Oh, I bet that's the thing. You will get that in Brighton.
And I thought, just put your top on. Mm. Put your top on. Why have you got your tits out? Outside of Costa.
Yeah, absolutely. Outside of Costa in Brighton.
It's quite interesting, actually. So there was...
Susie's no use whispering. Everyone can hear.
Yeah, I know. So at gymnastics, I was picking my daughter up from gymnastics on a Saturday.
Oh.
And a dad turned up with no top on. And he'd obviously been for a run.
Of course he
did. To pick up his child. And my daughter said, that man's half naked. Which I was like, yeah, I'm fair.
Mm. Well, it's disconcerting. Mm. If the bottom half was out, then...
Another mother looked... at my daughter and said, that was very rude. And I was like, no, it wasn't. That man shouldn't be picking up his child half naked.
Did you say that? Oh my goodness.
I just turned to my daughter and said, no, it wasn't. It's absolutely fine to say that you don't want to see people half naked that you don't know.
Oh my God. I love it when it's things like this. Little parent wars.
I just think it should be agreed by all of us. You know, the beach, sure. The park, sure. A CrossFit class, if that's what everyone else is doing, whatever you like.
But also, but I think I don't know about the listeners here, but my attention suddenly has turned, because we are basically a consumer rights program here.
Of course, yeah.
Come loose women. But my concern here is this other parent who has said, no, it wasn't. I mean, who are you? Or that was very rude. Sorry.
Yes, don't even.
Oh, I don't think I care for this gym elastics, as my family friend used to call it, this gym elastics behaviour. I've always thought it is quite a bit of a smug thing, actually.
Gym elastics is? Yeah, I think it is a bit smug, you know.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I can just imagine the house they live in as well. I bet they're really stuck up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And that's rich coming from us, because we're quite stuck up.
Oh, I love being stuck up, but... were you not tempted to go, don't tell my daughter what's rude and what's not?
Oh, for sure.
But what happened then after you said, no, it wasn't? What did she say?
Well, we just walked away and I said, it wasn't rude. But.
Wasn't rude.
Yes.
I think it isn't. And also, like, you know, you can respond to a child saying, that man's half naked. You can laugh. You can go, oh, yes, I thought that. Or, yes, charming, isn't it? Or, oh, you can respond in other ways. You don't need to be schooling people.
Well, also, you just don't need to. Yeah. School people, but yes, here we are.
Schooling, I don't care for that term either, but
no, that feels quite American for you.
Very American, sorry everybody.
You'll be mathing in a minute.
Oh, don't. Going toward math.
Oh, they don't say towards?
No. And there was another one recently I noticed.
Unacceptable.
Tile.
I'm really sniffing and I find it disgusting for you and the listener. So I'm
never even heard it.
Just the one listener.
Tile.
So I'm just going to go and blow my nose. Could you just tell people about tiles?
I noticed it on an interiors account. I can't remember which one that I happened to follow. And they said the tile goes to the bath. And I thought the tiling or the tiles, you know? And the other one I noticed was...
Stop slagging me off, I'm back.
She's back, everyone. Tile. The tile goes to the bath. Like the tiling goes to the bath or the tiles go to the bath. And also saying tan.
To the bathroom.
And tan. Like, oh, you're looking so tan. Tan?
No, you don't say tanned?
The Americans say tan. Oh, look at you. You've gone all tan. You've got tan.
Oh, no.
Something like that. Tanda?
Something like that.
Something like that. So we've discussed it all here. We've got that all off our chest.
Yes, we've got all off our chest.
In the hotel I'm staying in, it's a lot of nice Americans. I was listening to them breakfast just before joining.
I must say, you know, hate the American political landscape, love the customer service.
Love American people. I have so many American friends.
Yeah, really warm. And it's really willing to make friends in that sort of, hey, how, in a way that I think we as Brits, less good at. Too worried, too stiff upper lip, too reserved.
There was a table of people, I knew they were American immediately because they had their bits of string around their neck with
their red caps on.
No, they had like name tags and they had like a rolled up visor, actually. That's interesting you say that. You know those?
Oh, love that.
Well, they didn't have their MAGA hats. No, they didn't. But they were all saying, everyone's so charming. Everyone's so charming. Mm. You get in the elevator.
Did you say good morning to them?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I just, when you said I've met some Americans.
No, I did not. I should have done, actually. I did think about it.
You saw some Americans, I see. Sorry, I misunderstood.
But I listened to them. I listened to them.
And what were they talking about?
They were talking about when they graduated in Ohio in 1966.
Did they give any insight into what Ohio was like in 1966?
Well, he said he grew up on a farm and then he went to college in Ohio. Is that right? And is that possible?
Tom, we're never going to meet these people. We don't know who they are. You can make it up.
I can see them crowding around the door. And he went to into medicine, but he grew up on a farm and then suddenly he was at a college with thousands of people and it was quite overwhelming. Mm. And then there was...
I can imagine.
And there was a bit of a conflict because the waitress, who was charming, cleared the table and then she cleared their friend's breakfast away. And then she came back and said, "I've taken my food." And he said, "Oh, that was our fault. Well, we had to," with a very deep voice. "Oh, that was because of us. I'm sorry." They're very, very sweet.
Mm. Have I ever told you about when I was in the Louvre and I saw a group of Americans?
What were they doing?
And a woman walked in. She was holding so many bags where she'd been shopping. Oh. And she just walked in and I heard her say to her friend, "I just want to see Mona and go." "I just want to see Mona and go.
Tick it off. Tick it off.
Tick it off. Get it done.
Get it done. Seen it. Done it. Fine. Saw it. Yeah, great. Great.
Love it."
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking of Americans, I went to see a show I think you would love, Suze, Liberace and Liza.
Oh, do you know that sounds so far up my boulevard?
Well, at the time of this going out, you've only got until Saturday to see them in London, and then they go to Edinburgh. They might have some other shows in between, but really fun show.
Do you know either of the people in it? What's the story? Are they somewhere else? Are they?
They are Americans themselves, and
sure, and we're fine with that.
We'd seen other people had gone to see them, and the show had been recommended, and then we thought we had to go and see it. I loved it. Two reasons. Well, the Liberace and Liza stuff is so funny. Liza Minnelli is so funny. The guy playing Liberace is such an incredible piano player. It's so beautiful to watch him play.
Mm.
And it's on at the Harold Pinter Theatre. And actually, we were in the stalls. But as I say this, I wonder if it would be nice to sit in the circle, actually, just so you could see his hands on the keys.
Hands.
So you could see them from where we were. But it was brilliant. It was so brilliant.
Were they friends? Is this a true story or is this sort of an imagined...
It's an imagined thing. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But they feel like they coexist in the same sort of culture.
Absolutely.
Which is gay culture. Which is that actually, finally, we found something on this podcast that actually is queer culture.
Finally pertains to the, you know, what's it? And he does the very good Liberace voice, which is quite sort of down all the time, always kind of in the lower register talking like that. But Liberace also makes a cameo in a film, I can't remember who it's by, called The American. Well, it's about an English writer who goes to work in LA and he dies. And his friend has to go and organize his funeral. And Liberace plays the undertaker. "All our caskets are waterproof."
I love that he was in the closet for a long time, wasn't
he?
Sorry,
it's called The Loved One. I interrupted you twice there, sorry.
That's okay.
He was in the closet.
He was in the closet, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Which is, honey.
Yeah, goes to show.
It's a glass closet.
It really was, you know, a diamond closet. Yeah.
Yeah, like a surprise.
Well,
sure.
It's interesting.
I mean, I guess people couldn't be out, of course, but it's amazing that people could be so camp.
I mean,
which we love.
I think it's interesting, isn't it, that for a long time, very queer voices did exist in mainstream culture, and I'm always so full of admiration for them because they existed so boldly, but yet weren't completely out, but were sort of still representing. I think it's so impressive.
I think so too. Well, talking of queer culture,
yes,
I went to see the musical Pride.
Yes, Suze, tell us about it. Was it wonderful?
Well, it's the story of the sort of coalition between the miners and sort of a lesbian and gay group in London. So the LGSM, Lesbian and Gays Support the Miners. Yes, right. Mm. And I'm sure many people will have seen the film, but it's the true story of how a group of queer people in London realised that the miners were being treated very similarly to them. The government was against them striking. Oh, this is in the 80s, I'm sorry. The government was against them striking. They were being talked terribly about in the press in very similar terms to how homosexuals and lesbians were being treated at the time in the press. Mm. You know, they were really demonised. Mm. This amazing guy, Mark Ashton, sort of realised this, and then he started collecting outside Gaze the Word, which is an amazing bookshop in London, to send money to the miners. And loads of miners said that they didn't want to receive money from queer people. The phone was put down on them a whole bunch of times. And in the end, this small mining community in Wales took the money and said, you know, if they're willing to help us, why should we turn them away? We've taken help from lots of other people. And it's about sort of finding friendship in places that you don't expect it. And and it's a wonderful film, which I love. And it's also a really great show that's on at the National. I went, I really sobbed. I really enjoyed it. It's a musical, but then they sort of break the fourth wall occasionally to like move the plot along to tell you what actually happened. Because it's obviously, you know, a work of sort of historical storytelling.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was really great. It was, and because it's a Welsh mining town, there's these beautiful Welsh singers.
In abundance.
All the people that play the people in the Welsh people. I mean, they're just, I know it's a stereotype, but it's a pretty good one, isn't it? That Welsh people can sing. I'm sure not all of them can, but there does seem to be quite a lot of Welsh people that have got really nice voices. And I just thought it was great. I just thought it was great. One, I would have liked more lesbians in it. There was only one lesbian character. And there are about five or six gay men. And it's, you know, it's often, I do feel a lesbian have forgotten to history. But it is really good. I thought the storytelling was great. I thought the actors were fantastic. The guy that plays Mark, what a voice. I mean, but all of them were fantastic. It's really worth seeing. It's on at the National. I imagine it will tour or something.
Yes, exactly the sort of show people love.
Or transfer somewhere. It's very, very good.
Yeah. Oh,
I highly recommend it. Oh, and whilst we're talking of things to recommend.
Yeah, why not?
I have been reading, that's actually a lie, Tom. I've been listening to the book, Thank You for Calling the Lesbian Hotline, which is I don't know if it was called the Lesbian Hotline as such. Actually, it's not Hotline, it's Thank You for Calling the Lesbian Line by Elizabeth Lovett. And
Lizzie Lovett?
Elizabeth Lovett.
Did you?
I almost said Elizabeth Lezzett, which would be,
you know. Could have been the sometimes.
Anyway, it's a brilliant book written by Elizabeth Lovett, and it's about a helpline that existed in the 90s for lesbians to ring.
Oh my goodness.
To try and sort of, you know, people would ring up and say like, is there a night, a night out that I could go to in this area? Or goodbye. But so it's these real transcripts sort of interspersed with storytelling and interspersed with the writer's own journey. And they've tracked down lots of the people that worked at the Lesbian Line and interviewed them about their experiences. And she's got like the transcript. And so they read bits out from the stories. It's great. Anyway, highly recommend it.
Oh, what a lovely
There you go. Oh my God. We're like points of view meet.
Yeah, the culture show.
That's what I was thinking. The culture show. Does that still exist? No.
No, I don't think so. Like so many useful shows. It's gone. Or maybe it does. Apologies.
Sorry, Emma. You're going to have to cut out that bit of me blowing my nose. It's hay fever, not snot, but it's not all the same.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel. Sue's as well. I talking of all this, it did remind me of how with Liza and Liberace and Liza, even though it's a very fun, silly show, it did inspire me, make me think, as I often do reflect on that time, those sort of 60s, 70s. I was watching some programs about that era that have been on recently and how different, you know, how many extraordinary people there were. That's what I think I love about it. So many engaged, wonderful people who sadly were lost. And that kind of queer culture being something that was, and still is, of course, but I love queer culture when it is celebrating all the nooks and crannies. You know what I mean? Like, and all the fascinating people from the highs to the lows, you know, the love of, that you can love Princess Margaret and then you can love Greasy Spoon Cafe and you can love, you know, all
and love a leather bar.
All those things, you know, kind of going hand in hand and being such part of such a rich tapestry of human experience. I love that. I think sometimes we are quite a shut down era. We're like, no, don't like that. No, don't go there. No, I never think that. No, I never go there.
Yeah. I wonder as well with queer culture, whether it's, you know, when, as we have become more sort of accepted by the mainstream, has our culture been slightly diminished in a sort of desire to fit in?
Well, it's a very, you know, interesting,
I suppose,
point,
when we were pushed out, there's an energy to that, isn't there? Of, well, if you don't like me, I'll be who I am because you don't like me either way.
Yeah. Yes.
Whereas now there's sort of acceptable ways to be gay.
Well,
even though I still think that, you know, often some camp behavior can be sort of looked down upon, and certainly sort of butch women.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like still get quite a tough ride of it.
Sure.
But, or there's only certain ways that people can, you know, the gay best friend or.
Exactly. And I think actually those kind of quirky fandoms and excitements and peculiar, you know, in a great way, peculiar ways of existing, I think are often underrated, you know, often forgotten about. I think that's what, I mean, I think Liberace was a complex person, but about that, I don't know, about that charm and about that sort of quirkiness. I think quirkiness is kind of missing a lot in life, and I think we should all endeavour to bring it back.
Well, I think as well, there's, I think people often, not everyone, of course, but like there's such a desire to sort of be a certain thing online, and I wonder whether that's stopped people from seeking out these unusual, quirky places.
Yeah, I wonder, well, you think it would be like, oh, we've got access to it. I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. But I loved all
of this. And also, we're not a history show, and we also both don't really know
anything.
All. Yeah, of course.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Should we have some emails?
Let's have some emails because I'm itching to read this one. I can see it from one of our dear listeners from space, from Anna. Because I mentioned the show Spats, which I loved as a child. Because it was,
of course.
It was about a burger restaurant. Hi, Tom and Susie. I had to write in after Tom mentioned the children's TV show from the early 90s, Spats. My cousin had a small speaking part in one episode, which caused great excitement amongst everyone we knew. The show was on CITV and ran for 3 series from 1990, but it's one of those that is rarely mentioned, so perhaps it was only showed regionally. My cousin went on as a teenager to tour globally with the Shakespeare Company in, I think, Richard III. But he's long ago surrendered his acting ambitions and is now a political lobbyist. I'm a big fan of you both and everything you do. Just finished the audiobook of Tom's novel. It was fantastic. Excellently narrated by Tom. Thank you. Susie, I saw you on tour in Winchester earlier this year, and you were brilliant as always, and I'm just finishing your book too. Anyway, mustache, rather more, very slowly in this heat. All the byes, Anna. So I wasn't imagining it. I was just desperate to read that. Thank you.
Oh, well, that was very exciting.
Very.
To imagine knowing someone that was in a CITV show.
Oh, I would have died. So that's that. Suze, what emails can you
I've got one here. Dear Tomsy, which of course is our names put together, which I don't hate.
Oh, right.
Your recent discussion about Arthur's Bench.
Yes.
I watch EastEnders with the audio description on and can confirm that Arthur's Bench is still an ongoing character.
Oh.
If it appears in the plot at least once a week. And no, they don't appear to be benches for anybody else, thank goodness. The ensemble cast is so busy that I keep forgetting that some of them exist until they reappear. Lots of love, Jack.
Oh, good to know, though, that that bench has kept its place.
Yes, very good to know.
A bit like, not to speak ill of Downton Abbey, but the family in Downton Abbey really do talk a lot about their aging grandmother who died. Fine. They've seldom mentioned their second daughter who died. So interesting, like how sometimes fictional worlds are sometimes not. I mean, like they're constantly like lamenting and reimagining her, putting up a massive painting, of course. Countess Sibby, nothing. Barely mentioned.
Poor Sibby.
Poor Sibby. She was great though, wasn't she? Now I've got one here. From Molly, long-time listener, first-time caller here, and wanted to get in touch to say how much I loved Susie's book. Oh. I waited to buy the paperback. Sorry, just a lover of a light book.
And happy to. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, sure. We are on your side with the paperbacks. Took it on holiday to Gran Canaria a few weeks ago. On the flight there, however, I spilt water all over it and now regret not buying the hardback. Oh, there's a lesson. I knew there was a reason for hardbacks. Anyway, after some drying off in the sun, she was ready to read, and what a helpful, insightful, funny book she was. Recently found my anxieties about various things growing, and my wife is expecting our first child in the autumn, so the chapter on not effing up your kids was particularly helpful for me. It has been a growing concern that I might pass my worries about the world onto this little spud, so thank you for giving me some insight into how not to do that. This book and this pod have both been an incredible help to me. I can't thank you both enough. Enough with the sappy stuff. I'm currently in Valencia competing in the Gay Games, which I think probably deserves a shout out on your show. Yes, it does. It's a wonderful event, bringing queer people together across the globe every 4 years to compete in sports. There's a very friendly, welcoming atmosphere and is doing wonders for the queer community, finding their place in sport. Think Olympics, but gayer. For a queer woman who plays sport later in life, this is home for me. Thanks for the pod, Molly. Molly, thank you for that.
Thank you very much, Molly. I really appreciate that message. And I think I'd like to go to the Gay Games. That sounds fun.
Suze, that does sound exactly right up your street.
It really does, doesn't it? Tom, have you ever been asked to do the T's and C's on things?
Yes, I was asked to do it once. Yes, a long time
ago. You're very good at talking quickly.
Thank you for saying that. No, I'm quite good with a T and a C, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Terms and conditions. I've got another one here. Hi, brackets. Hi, close brackets. Just saw a post saying that the Kill the Midwife prequel that I've been calling Nuns in the War, I think you said that in an episode, is going to be called Sisters in Arms.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
I also finished reading Tom's lovely novel this week and listened to Susie on The Power of the Book. Enjoyed both so much. It's been a great like-minded friends week 3 of Pride Month.
Oh.
See you at a book signing soon, I hope. Bye. And that's from Rachel.
Rachel, that is so kind. Rachel from Friends.
Yeah, it's very good of Rachel Green to get in touch.
Lovely, thank you. Now, Suzo Mustache.
Of course.
So sorry, but got to
that
run,
shirt's not going to wear itself, is it?
I've got to pop my shirt on and put my makeup.
What colour is it today?
Pink.
With what colour tie?
Burgundy. Clashy.
Ooh, very nice. Clashy. Really nice. Well, listen, if I don't see you through the window,
I'll see you through the week.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
That's what you're after. All right, bye.
Thanks all. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.